recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Mesechet Bechorot, coming Bibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Chofhei, and we are holding about 6 lines up from the middle of the Daf at the words Umidarav Savakir Abyosi, and so on. Now, let's, in order to understand this, we've got to remember what it is that has transpired. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam paskened that you're allowed to utilize a knife. He appeared to be saying you could actually cut the hair with a knife. It's not 100% clear, as we'll see later, but you can move the hair of a bechor out of the way in order to do shechita, out of the way in order to check a mum. And the question had been raised, which was the thing that cracked open all sugya for us. Once Rav paskened, like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, what would the din be for Yontif? Which raised the question of whether on Yontif to do something like this would be called a dover she'eino mitkaven, which is not a psik resh, it should be mutter. But the problem is, Rav was moderate on Yontif, even though he holds a dover she'eino mitkaven is actually osur, and he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. So we ended up saying that there's a number of different issues involved here. One is that a tolesh is not considered to be an act of giza at all. So tolesh is not osur mishum giza, and a dover she'eino mitkaven would be osur. The reason we're moderate lechatchila on Yontif is because it's shelo kedar. It's not the normal way to do it. But that means that the psak of Rabbi Yossi Rav Aliba, where he's pasuked like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, is essentially not a psak that this is mutter because it's a dover she'eino mitkaven. It's a psak because a gozeis is not done the way we're doing this. Tolesh is not gozeis. We ask, what about feathers? A feather you pull out. But hair, this is not the way in which you would normally be gozeis. Wool. Now, if that's true, says the Gemara, if Rav paskens like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, and then that means that he knows that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam's svara is that a tolesh is not a gozeis. But then that must mean that he knows that the reason that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam has matir this is not because it's a dover she'eino mitkaven. It's because it simply is not the act of giza. But if that's the case, he would have to hold, would appear, that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam agrees with him that a dover she'eino mitkaven is actually osur. And therefore, the only conclusion to be had from our Mishnah is that this is bichlam, not an act of giza, not a dover she'eino mitkaven. Therefore, since this way Tosfos explains this piece of Gemara, therefore, says the Gemara, if Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, then it must be that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam holds like Rav. At least the way Rav sees that a dover she'eino mitkaven is osur, and the heter here comes from Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozeis. The problem is that he doesn't. V'sover Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam davar she'eino mitkaven asur? Are you trying to tell me that according to Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, actually, if you're not mitkaven, it would be osur? It's only because Tolesh is not Gozeis. V'atanya. What do you do with the following? It says that if you have a Parah Aduma, now that is a Parah Aduma has to be completely Temima in its coloration. How about if some of its hair is black? So the din is you have 2 black hairs, it passes the whole Parah Aduma. How about if the hair begins turning black, the upper end, but it's red as it's coming out? So it's changing color. So what you'd have to do is cut off the black part, and then it'll be a red hair. And it says in a Braita, if the Parah Aduma has 2 sa'arot which are black, but they're red at their root. So there's sa'arot that are ikaran ma'adim, at the root they're red, but the top, the roshan, is tending to black. Mashkir. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says you can use a regular misparai, gozeis b'misparai, ve'no choshesh. Mashma, that the reason that eino choshesh is because it's a dover she'eino mitkaven. This is our right. That since your kavana is not for giza, you're not doing b'kavana the act of giza. Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense. That's never the definition of dover she'eino mitkaven. Dover she'eino mitkaven is that you're not mitkaven to the act. Over here you are mitkaven to the act. You're just saying that, but it's not for the same purpose as the act. That's never called a dover she'eino mitkaven. That is the act. Unless you first have come to the conclusion that the Torah never asserted giza. like this. This is not defined as the act of Giza. But if it's not defined as the act of Giza, then we're back to the old Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam. It has nothing to do with Dovr Shenu Mitzkaven. Okay, so Tosfos learns the Raya that it's a Dovr Shenu Mitzkaven is because if you're using a clippers, you're bound to cut other hair also. I mean, it's very likely that's going to happen. So why don't we answer that? To do a regular act of Giza, I mean, you're not just, he's saying you use a clippers. Must be that would be a Dovr Shenu Mitzkaven, because all you're trying to do is cut off the black part, and that indeed is not an act of Giza. That's for the Hefsher of the Parah. It's clearly not the same act at all. That's not what the Torah asks of the Tzarev the Heter. And the other thing would be a Dovr Shenu Mitzkaven, because theoretically you could do it carefully and not cut the other hair. That would be the right. Okay, but in any event, you see from here that it's not a problem. So that would mean, goes Ezra's Rhymeno Kershe, and says the Gemara, no, that's not because of that. That's because cows don't have wool, in case you maybe never noticed. We've been talking about rachelim. We've been talking about wool, this whole discussion. There you're talking about hair.
It doesn't mean
any cows don't have wool. So a para bichlal, the Torah couldn't have been referred to when it says don't be gozeis. Whoever heard of being gozeis a para? Says the Gemara, that's not true. V'atanya, it says beferish them right. Lo ta'avod bevechor shorecha. There it says, l'chora, the avoda, which is normal to be done with a shor, is aser. V'lo targoz bechor tzonecha, and that would be what's normal to do with tzon, is to do giza. But how do I know, continues the Braita, that the inverse would also be no good? Hook up your little lamb to a plow, and you're over. Go ahead and do giza to a para, and you're over. So don't give me this business. It means that the Torah has included cutting the hair of a para as being part of the Yisr of Giza of a Rachel. So that's not the answer. Okay, take it back. The reason is that a para duma is not usher b'giza of avoda because it isn't a carbon. It's kotche berek abayit. Kotche berek abayit. There's no din of iser giza v'avayda. So shani part of kotche berek abayiti. That doesn't work either, because Rabbi Elazar says that kotche berek abayit are asurin b'giza v'avayda. Yeah, but that's only mid-rabbana. Okay, so mid-rabbana, no. I mean, so why are we being matered if it's an iser rabbana? Well, what you'll have to say is, not Ella, take out the word Ella. Shani pora de lo shchicha. Hey, you listen to Paraduma, how often we're going to make a gezeira on a case that it's Oma, it's like once in a yovel. We'll bring a Paraduma, we're going to aser it. But over there, the Rabbanu didn't aser. Yes, but Lamaisa. I mean, is there a need to get yourself involved in the act of doing a shearing of something that belongs to Hegdesh? Why don't you just go ahead and be paid of the Paraduma? Turn it back into chulin. It's not a carbon. You could be paid it. Turn it back into chulin. Now you can do whatever you want. Okay, I want to give it a little shave. Take off the black hair, and now go bring it as a paraduma again. And I said, what is this whole question of it? Dovr Shenu Mitzkaven, it's because of Begiza, it's a Shiloh Darabonim or Gezer. For heaven's sakes, don't get involved in the whole question. Just go v'lifkira, v'lifka l'chulin, v'lifkizazah. And then be magish it again. V'hara l'gidashah. No, you can't do that. You know how expensive a para is? Where are you going to get enough money to be mechalal a para aduma? Domea yikarin. Okay, but you don't really need the full value. I mean, we're just going through this formally. So why not take a shava pruta? After all, Shmuel said, labid lakad Shmuel, get to what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, look, Lamaisa, you can have hegdish that's worth $1 million. It's shava money. If you're mechalal and on shava pruta, it's also good. It's also mechulal. So what do you need to bring $1 million here for the paraduma? Well, okay, but Shmuel only said if it were done. He didn't say you can go to Chatchila to do such a thing. So it's better not to do such a thing and to utilize the fact that the Rabbanu wouldn't be gezer on Kotche Berek Abayit in this case, because it's not Shricha, than to do it this way. So Emor de'amar Shmuel Shechila lo. If it were done, did he say lechatchila to do such a thing? You're going to come and be mater aretzua. Everything is mater. We'll go lechatchila. Paid $1 million paraduma for $1. Next thing you know, who knows what's going to happen with pidyon kach? Or you know what? Maybe our entire hanocha was wrong. Maybe it's actually ibay deima rav savalak Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam. and Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam lo sava like a Rav. In other words, Rav was pastoring like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam, but from the Tam that Giza does not include Talisha. Talisha is not called Giza. And this is Shaloka Derech in terms of Yontev, and he wasn't necessarily saying that Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam has to buy in to that as being the entire basis of Psa. He has his opinion. Okay, the next thing that we said in the Mishnah is Tolesha Tassar. Now, we understood that to mean, if we were talking about the knife, remember, the way we understood the Mishnah is that you take a kofit, you don't want to wreck your sakin shoshrita, so you take a kofit, you move the hair to either side, what if it cuts it? Not really a problem, because it's not a psikresha, that's what we were saying, therefore even on Yontif you could do this. But lo yaziz enam in mekomo. Don't take it off of the animal. Let it remain stuck at the side. Otherwise, it'll look like you're doing giza. Amazingly, today we discover there's a whole different way to read the Mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi, Omer Reish Lakish. Now, the Mishnah's not talking about using a kofit. The Mishnah means you can move the hair by moving it with your hand. It's only biyad avol bekli asur. What? But the Mishnah says make place with your butcher knife. What do you mean it's only with your hand? Mikan and mikan. No. What that means, it's calling the sakin shoshchita kofitz. A loose term. And it means not osem mokum be kofitz. It means osem mokum li kofitz. Use your hands to make a little place to allow a mokum for the knife of shchita.
Parting the hair.
Parting the hair. So as according to Reish Lakish, that would indeed be usher to use the knife. Therefore, the only way that would be considered to be an act of giza. So we wouldn't say that that was considered to be a lokedarke. If you're using a knife, why is it lokedarke? It has to be dafka, shearing shears. That is kedarke. V'chein, tolei shetasar lirot mum. Now there's two ways of reading that next piece. And furthermore, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam said, you can go ahead and be tolei shetasar to see the bokum mum, which would mean lachatchila, or it could be understood as, v'chein, if you went ahead and did that, meaning you used your kofitz or your hands as he's explaining it, and now sa'arot did disconnect, hatolei shetasar lirot bokum mum, V'chein, he should leave it there. B'vachalayz is enemy mekoma. Maybe it's only the last piece that's referring to the closing of the Mishnah. Lo yiz is enemy mekoma, but not v'chein. You can do it, and therefore the way to read it is v'chein. Hatole, someone who did such a thing, should be careful not to remove the hair from the bechor. Iboilu. So what did the Mishnah mean? Is the Mishnah saying lechatchila? In other words, v'chein, you can go ahead and be tolesh, the same way we allowed you to be tolesh for shechita. Well, over there, clearly it says you can do it. He says, oseh makom, you can do it lechatchila. So here too, oseh makom, v'chein, oseh makom to do it lechatchila. Or is it just the last place? Bilvad shelo yezizeno bimekomo, v'chein, if you were tolesh, sar lirot mumo, you also have to leave the sar there. I'll show you how to read it. Toshma. Semer ha-mesubach ba-ozen. If there is hair that is covering over the ozen of this bechor, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam omer, look, if there's a mum in that ozen, tear off the hair, tolsho, umar et mumo. So, shma mina lechatchila. Shma mina. That's clearly he's telling you what to do if there is a mum. Says Rav Mori, look, you don't need to look to outside source. Read carefully the Mishnah. Afanan nami tanina. V'chein hatolei shetasar lirot makomum. Let's say even you want to use the hay, okay? Hatolei, if you did it. Here's how to, let me ask you, what the v'chein? And so. I want you to be medayik with the words, and so too. What is the meaning, and so? Is it, and so, shelo yezizeno mimekomo? That's all it's referring to. Don't take it out of the way, my God. If you're even doing a mice of shechita, we're over there, only an idiot who sees you shechting is going to say, oh, he just cut a little bit of the wool, he obviously wants to do giza. Over there, it's clear. He didn't cut anything. He was just doing shechita. Nonetheless, we're going to make a gezera. Be careful, lo yazizenu. So, if that's the case, v'shchitato muchachat alav lo yazizenu. So, where it's not clear that the animal is bechlal royal l'shchito, nobody's going to know that you're just parting at the siyamum. So, they're going to think you're starting to do giza. So over there, lirot mekom mum miboy, I need the Mishnah to tell me v'chein, if it's only referring to lo yazizenu. Obviously, the v'chein has got to be going on the ikar din. Not only are you allowed to be tolish the sar to do shchita where everybody will see that you're doing a shchita, you're even allowed to be tolish the sar to be reyamun. Now that's a Mishnah for you. El alava tolish. Shema mina lechatchila, shema mina, without looking at any other brightos. You can't read this Mishnah intelligently and think that it's only referring to the closing words. And now our dear president.
Dr. Heilige Mishnah.
Se'ar b'chor ba'amum she'nashar. Now look, if the b'chor is a ba'amum, the deal is, you're not allowed to do giza. If you shed the b'chor, then you can not only eat it, you can certainly use the sa'ar that's on it. That's not called giza. Giza is when it's alive. So how about if the sa'ar detached by itself? Tufts fall off very often against the plants and the wall and the side of the door. You picked up these tufts over a period of months.
It's still alive.
And you, yeah, well, it's alive. And you stuck it in a locker. A chalon is a locker. Doesn't mean a window to the outside. You stuck it in a locker. That locker doesn't mean with a door that locks. It means a little place in a wall. We call that a chalon. V'yachar kach shechto. Now you go ahead and you shecht it. So now the question is, look, I mean, Lamaisa, the Rabbanan asserted the Giza even when it was alive, even if you didn't do it yourself. But I mean, over here, it's now a Bechor Shchut. So now, can you be Nene from the Tzemer? The same way. The same Tzemer, if it would have been on the body, you could have used. Tell me, because it happened to have been ripped off by a thorn bush, now I can't use it. Why not? So Akave ben Malalo says, yeah, you can. In other words, now that you shechted it. So now the Kohen can also use the Tzemer. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, because if we're going to see that their Sfora is that if you're going to be Matir, Tzemer that is pulled off while it's alive, then the guy may keep the Bechor around because he's going to think to himself, you know what? Over the course of the season, we'll get some significant value over here. Maybe I'll have myself a new sweater, you know, and then we'll shecht it. So you're going to be Masha. If you're Masha the Bechor, somebody's going to be Nichshal in Giza Avoda. This is Rashi's always shot. You're going to be Masha. It's a problem in Giza Avoda. The Rambam learns you're going to be Mashe is itself a problem because the Bechor you're supposed to be eating during its first year. And if you're going to be Mashe, be Mashe for who knows, you'll be Mashe for a few seasons. So Mamela, we don't want you to keep it around, we want you to go ahead and eat it. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, that's how Rebbe Yehuda learned the Bachlokas between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachomi. Amala Rebbe Yossi, this is not the case that Akavya ben Mahalalel was Matir. Richie,
yeah.
This is not the case that I got. These are not the droids you're looking for, Richie. There we go.
So
what? That's the tone I said it in. So this is not the case that Akav ibn Malala was Matir.
Now we're going to see that obviously that is not really what he means. What he means is this is not the case where it's only Akav ibn Malala that was Matir, not one more answering it.
Meaning this is not where we had the Machlokas before. Because if you went ahead and you did Shkita, so then of course now retroactively you're Matir. Where was that case? Ela b'seyar ba'amum she'nashar v'nichob b'chalam b'chakach meit. That's the problem. Had the Bechor died with this wool on its body, you would have had to bury the whole thing. It's usur b'ano. But now you're lucky. It died without this wool on its body because this wool got caught on a thorn bush. So now you want to be mene from that wool. There Akavi ben Malala says, okay, but it didn't become usur in the death of the Bechor. And there the Chachomim usur because we're afraid that Lamaisa, if we're ever matir, Tzemer that comes off of the thorn bush, you'll end up leaving it around. So there's Chachamim Osri. Now, Tzemer, which is Medul Dal,
or hameduvalal is probably the correct. Meduvalal means that it's mixed in. Meduldal means that it's hanging loose. We're going to see meduldal is not really good. Meduvalal is that it's all wrapped in each other. Exactly. So it's all meduvalal together. Yeah, it's a mixture. It's meduldal and balul. So if it looks to be part of the Giza, in other words, you don't see clearly that it's hanging loosely, that it's meduldal, then it's mutter. But if it appears not to have anything to do with the Giza, and there it's, everybody sees that this is not the Giza after Shechita, this has been taken off before, then it would be asur. Now this is obviously only true according to the Rabbanan, who are arguing with Akavi b'Malalel in the case of Shechita. So this is Rabbi Yehuda in Akavi b'Nechachon. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? This is not where Akavi b'Malalel was matir. What do you mean this is not where Akavi b'Malalel was matir? Meaning, in a case where you shechted it, he said it was asur? But he was matur in a case where it died? That's ridiculous. Michlal the Asar, if he's ready to be matur where the Bechor died, and he says, shari, if you went ahead and shechted it where the Bechor itself that has wool on it is mutter, over there he's going to asar it? This is crazy. No. What I mean is, this is not the place that Akavi b'Malalel was matur and the Chachamim asur. That's what I mean. Meaning everybody is matur in this case, even the Chachamim. Because Shachato, Divrei HaKol Shari. Nope, nobody would have said it's asur. The only machlokas is if it died. There it's Akavi b'Malalel, and only Akavi b'Malalel says there it's mutter, and over there the Chachamim asur. Omar Ravasi, Omar Shlokish, but you should know, the whole machloket is only talking about a case where first the Bechor had been presented to a expert veterinarian who could tell you whether this was a mum, that was a mum kavua to shechet on, before this wool was torn off. So over there, the Rabbanan hold. Nonetheless, if we're going to be matir it, you may end up leaving it around and you'll be over on Gizav Aveda. But if it's a case where the mumcha was never matir, so then everybody, even Akavi b'Malalel, would be made that you're not going to bother showing it to the mumcha. See, if you already showed it to the mumcha said, this is a bal mum. Usually, once you showed it to the mumcha, it says Akavi b'Malalel. No, I mean, so you're going to go shecht it. I mean, what did you take it to the vet for? So it has to be geyser, you're going to leave it around. You're not going to leave it around. You already have a heter on it. Stand. Mutter bachilas, you'll eat it. But if you never showed it to a mumcha, so you're going to think to yourself, what, I'm going to schlep out now, maybe it's not even a mum. I'll leave it around a little, we'll get some more wool out of it. There are Akavi b'Malalel also is made that you'd have to make the gezeira that maybe you'll come to be masha. That's not the case we were talking about. Asks Rav Sheshet on this. So let's just see it inside. Machloket b'shitiro mumcha. Demar sover gazrina. Even though it was hitiro mumcha, the Rabbanon hold Dilma ati l'shavuye. Umar sover lo gazrina. Avalo hitiro mumcha. If you never even got it to a mumcha, then it's the mamish like a bomb before that's tam. Then divri akol os. Ask Rav Sheshet from the following. Bale mumin osrim b'kosho. Which seems to mean, if a balmum is mixed with other bechorot, then everything becomes usur, even the slightest little bit. So let's say you have 1,000 bechorot that are tmimim, and one balmum, or any korban, it's all usur to the mizbeach.
Got lost in there?
That's the crazy case. What do you mean? I mean, how can you lose a mum? Can't you find it? Okay, this is what we're going to be talking about now. So the question over there is, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, check it out, Yevuka. Now, Vavina Basu, we asked over there, well, what is that supposed to mean? Are we supposed to say, check it out, and what? Ilema, check it out and see if it's a balmum, and then remove it. And so what, the Tanakhama holds that not? The Tanakhama holds that if you find it, then you can't remove it? For some reason, it permanently ushers the entire, I mean, that's insane. How could anybody hold such ridiculously? Come to along, Reb Nachman, to explain. The Omer of Nachman, Omer of Rabba Baravu, we're not talking about a Balmum. We're talking about the Giza from a Bechor Balmum. And this, obviously, there's no way to tell on the hair whether the parent of the hair was a Baal Mum or not. And this geez of a Baal Mum got mixed up with 1,000 times as much regular, normal geeza. Not for the Mizbeach, not animals. The question is whether you have a right to make a sweater out of this geeza, or whether it includes the geeza of a Bechor Baal Mum, which according to the Rabbanan is also. And it's going Aliba, the Rebbe Yehuda's approach, Mantana Kama Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that if it was Nishchat, the Rabbanan Aser. And Rebbe Yosei is saying that Yevukar, meaning, well, it's no problem. Since it was shechted, and the basis of that is if it was shechted properly, so then it would be okay. Nishchat or Shorum, that the Shechita was Mutter. So it says over here, Yevukar. Now, how do you explain Yevukar, says Reb Sheshet? What's the meaning of Yevukar? The way Reb Nachman just explained. So it must be, I mean, the only thing I can think of is my Yevukar to see whether it was shechted on a real mum or whether it was a fake out. So check the mum and see. If it was truly a mum kavua, then it's mutter, according to Reb Yosi. If it turns out that it was a fake mum, it was a mum over, then the whole mixture is us. Even according to Akavya. Imum over or not, right? And obviously, there'd be no point in checking it out if it was already checked out. According to you, the whole discussion is only where it was already checked out. So, you see from here that we're not talking about where it was checked out in advance. Otherwise, the whole discussion is ridiculous. Omar Rav Lo, that's not what it means. It means Yevukar, check it out. Meaning, was it properly presented to an expert or not? That's what it means. Not check out the mum, check out the case. Yevukar, if it was mutter with a mumcha or not. So then if it was mutter with a mumcha in advance, as I say, is the only place where Rekavya ben Malala was mother, then it's okay. But if not, it's not okay. If a guy shechs it on his own, no good. Kisolik Rabin, when Rabin went up there to Israel from Bavel, he set over this whole discussion in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who promptly burst out laughing, and he said, these idiots who live in Bavel are so dumb. Bavloi Tipshoi, I mean, they live in a place that's dark. I mean, it's stand if you live in the valley, or you live in Manhattan. I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to say things that are stupid. So since they live in a land of darkness, they say things that just, they make your eyes turn dark and you feel like you're about to faint. Can you imagine the stupidity of someone who hears a case, a Baal Mum got mixed up in Tamimim? I said, well, obviously it doesn't mean a Baal Mum. It means the hair. The hair got mixed up in other wool. I mean, you've got to be out of your cotton picking mind to believe this. It's such an obvious idiocy that only somebody who, like, doesn't even know what the case has to mean. You mean they never heard Reb Chiya Bar Ava's explanation of a beautiful explanation? The machlokes is, the Omer Reb Chiya Bar Ava Reb Yochanan, listen. The question over here is, Bishop Badak v'lo matzah. We're talking about animals. We're not talking about wool. So you're saying, I don't understand. So how did the Rabbah, what the Rabbah? What I'm saying, if you find it, then you can't remove it. It's talking about you don't find it. That's the problem. You started off with 999,000 kosher animals, no mum. You had one animal that had a mum, maybe Dokin Shabayin, I don't know. Now it got mixed up. Okay, you spent a year looking for this mum. You went over all 1,001 animals with a fine-tooth comb. There's no mum. Now what do you do? That's the question. The question is, when something got mixed up and doesn't turn up again, can you assume that it's gone? Or must you assume that, look, it was here, it didn't just disappear because aliens took it? So you have no choice but continue to assume that it's here. That is a famous machlokas in a Mishnah. There kamifuge beplut in the Rebbe Meir v'Rabbanan. When you have a case, and the case in the Mishnah over there is, you have a mokum that was becheskas tuma. So you had a field that you know for a fact someone had once buried a body in that field. So now the whole field became Osir, the Chachomim Osir, the whole place. And then you bring a bulldozer and you go over the field. There's nothing there. Rebbe Meir says, what do you mean there's nothing there? If something was there, believe me, it's there. So Rebbe Meir says, look, something was Becheskas Tumah. it remains becheskes tuma until you find it. Architi vadaha tuma. The Chachomim say, look, I mean, that's crazy. If you dig up the entire field until you get to bedrock or to area where Barnea guarantees you that this has never been plowed before, there's not even a single sign of human usage, so there's not any coins that Barnea found. There you go. So Barnea tells you you're at Karka Bitula. This is virgin soil. Where in the world would this body be? I understand, at some other dimension? I mean, it's not here. That's what they're arguing in. Exactly this question. Rav Asi Omer, Rav Yochanan says, no, that's not what they're arguing in. They're talking about a case where you had 1,000 animals without a mum, and one animal with a mum. Animal number 577 in the year-long checkup turns out to have a mum. Everybody starts celebrating. Some party pooper comes along and says, but wait, maybe we just discovered another animal with a mum. How do we know that then the remaining animal? Oh, no. Another 6 months of checking to make sure that this is the only animal with a mum. Now that's a machloket. Because we have exactly this question in the same issue where Badak Umatzah, and this is a different machlok, it's not the machlok of Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, this is a machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Over there the case is a Sada She'avad Bakever. Now we know somewhere other there was a burial place here. Anybody that is nichlas into that whole area is Tommy. But how about if you find the kever? Okay? You're now matzah betocha kever. So then, nichnas v'tocha tohor. Because, says Rebbe, look, ani omer hu kever she'avad, hu kever she'nimtza, for heaven's sake. You know that there was a kever there, and that you find the kever. I mean, that's it. Whereas Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, why? You gotta keep checking the entire field. Maybe there's another one. So tibade kalasa de kula, and that's exactly the machlokas over here. Can you rely on this being the Baal Mum or not? And that's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Yibadeh, Rabbi Asi, yibadeh, check it out. That's the check it out. So why? Okay. I mean, these are both pretty interesting interpretations. So why didn't Rabbi Asi Omer Rabbi Yochanan say the case, as we originally explained, like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, where you didn't find it, right? I mean, what's wrong with that approach? You didn't find it. We have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir. Did it just disappear, or is it somewhere there? That's because he says, come on, there's no comparison. Well, you're saying you didn't find it. Over there, it's possible to say you didn't find it because indeed it is not there anymore. I mean, what's your problem? What happened to the remains? Crows came and got it. Rats came and got it. Aliens came and got it. I don't know. But something happened. Ba'orev unetala. Ba'agbar unetala. But something could certainly have happened to it, right? Okay. But, I mean, over here, I understand. A balmum is there. It didn't disappear. We count the number of animals. It's 1,001 animals. That balmum is still here. I mean, lehechaza, where did it go? Whereas, Yibarabba says, what do you mean? I mean, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it was a mum over that someone had misidentified, and now there is no mum. I mean, you can't tell me that's not possible. So, Emer mum over, Abi Meitzeh, maybe now indeed it was healed, and it was misidentified as a permanent blemish earlier. Okay, but why doesn't Rabbi Yibarabba avoid that whole thing? He's got a perfect example of a case where you can worry about whether what you found is what was lost. So what's wrong with learning it like that? You found the moon. Now the question is, must you continue saying Yivukar or not? What's wrong with that? So my time along with Kerbasi. As he says, no comparison. A sada, if you find one, it's possible to say that the same way that Mr. A buried someone there, Mr. B, someone buried there. I mean, a place where people bury is a place where other people bury. That's not unusual. So over there, sada darka lemikvarba. Therefore, over there, you could say, ki heichad of kavar bahai, kavar ina shachrine. There it makes sense to say that the kever that you found is not necessarily the kever that you knew about. But, kachim, I see, you checked carefully these animals. So, given the batkilon v'kaimen, if you know it was a balmum, so what, all of a sudden it got the same mum, I mean, the kayo lamepa bumum, are you going to say, a mum just appeared out of the blue?
The Edoch, why not? Animals are very active. They're very in competition. They're constantly butting each other's head. Why wouldn't they get a mum? So what's wrong? Agav de menakri adari, shkiyas bohu muma. A lot of competition. Okay, makes sense. Hatolesh tzemra mi b'chor tam. Here we're talking about a b'chor tam. You take off the tzemra on purpose. Not the case that we've been talking about where some of it came off on a thorn bush. And now there's a mum. And you shechted it. Now it's awesome. Oh my God. So what is this telling you? The reason it's awesome is because it was a tam. Excuse me. According to you, even if it was 100% the baal mum, but you hadn't had it checked by a mumcha, you still wouldn't be allowed to use it. What are you telling me, the case? You're telling me a wild case, which is all the way to one extreme. You want to tell me, according to you, you want to tell me the case? Tell me the case, baby. Case is, you didn't check it with a mumcha, even if afterwards you go ahead and do the shechita. Sorry, it's going to be us, or sali chali, but this is not for us. So, ha-ba-mum. So you see, time at a time. The only reason is because it is a tam. But if it would be a baal mum, it would be mutter. Obviously, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if you shechted it, even the rabbanon would be mutter, or it's going like Yaakov ben Malalo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but whatever. But this is clearly afapi shelo hitiro mumcha. No, not at all. You're missing the whole point. The whole point of this braita is to make it very evident to you that if you don't have a hechsher by a mumcha that says this is a baal mum, you have a tam. That's what it says. You went ahead and you took it from a tam. What do you mean I saw a mum? Who are you? You saw a mum. So what if you saw a mum? Next thing you're going to do is say your cholent is kosher. Where's the badatz? So therefore, this tana kol hechad lo yitiro mumcha is called a tam. Tam korilei. Umida Rav Sovak, Rabbi Yosef ben HaMesholem, it would appear that Rabbi Yosef ben HaMesholem Sovak like a Rav, that a Dover Sheinu Mitkavin is Asur, but that's not true. Sovak Rabbi Yosef ben HaMesholem, Dover Sheinu Mitkavin Asur, V'yotana, Shtei Sa'arot Ikaron Ma'adim V'roshan Mashkir, Rabbi Yosef ben HaMesholem Omer, Gozeiz Ben Misparayim V'eino Hoshesh. Shiny parad alav bat gizayi v'atanya lo tavod bevachor sharecha v'lo tagos bechor tzonecha en liyela shor biavoda v'tzon begiza minayin litena tamur shal zebe zebe tamur shal zebe ze tamud lomar lo tavod v'lo tagos ela shiny parad akache berek abayeti. What? Amar Rebeloze akache berek abayeti are all sorts of begiza v'aveda. It's the Rabbonin. It knew, and the Rabbonin is not bad. And they weren't geyser. Why not just be mechalal and mafkalachulin, and then be geyser, and then be marchin again? Domel yikarin. So do like Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel had to shove him money. Shechilel ashava putin mechulal. Okay, but Shmuel only said b'riavat shechilelo lechatchila miyamar. You know what? The whole thing may be wrong. You boy tamer rav shavel kriyos ben amishulim, but because Tolesh is not Gozeis. Rabbi Yosef ben HaMesholem doesn't hold of Rav that it's that a Dov Shem is Kavin is also. V'Tolesh et Haseyar u'bavad shelo yezizena mimikoma. Omer v'Hashem Resh Lakish, it doesn't mean use the knife. It's l'shem av l'yad av a b'kli asur. What? It says in the Mishnah, osem okum b'kofitz b'kan b'kan. No, that means to the Shechita knife. We're calling the Shechita knife a cleaver. L'kofitz. V'chein tolesh et asar lirot amun. Iboil, is this l'chatchila or diavad? Om Reb Yirmiyah Toshma, tzemer ha-mesubach ba-ozen, Reb Yosi ben HaMesholem Omer, go right ahead and be tosho marat mumo. Shma amina l'chatchila, shma amina. Om Reb Mori, don't you read the Mishnah? Afana nami tanina, right here. V'chein ha-tolesh et asar lirot bekomum. Not ask yourself. What's the meaning of the word v'chein? Iloi mishalo yezi zeno, Mibekomo, isn't that rather obvious? If the reisha, which was talking about a shochet, where shechitato muchachat alav lo yezizeno, so where you just did it, lirot bekomum, you think you could, mi boy? Elalav, the whole point of the Mishnah is that you can go ahead and do this. It's referring to the fact of the tolesh, shmamina lechatchila. You're right, shmamina. Se'ar bechor ba'amum shenasha, v'nicho bechalon, V'achakak shachato, kavya b'ma'alalo matir, v'chachamim osrim. Ibn Rabbi Yehuda. Omer lo Rabbi Yosi, this is not the case where he took a kavya b'ma'alalo and there was a machlokes. The case was dafka b'seyar ba'almum shenashar v'nicho b'chom v'charkach meit. There akavya b'malal was matur d'chachomim aser. Tzemer hamidu v'lal b'bechor etche nir'eh imagiza mutar etche enu nir'eh imagiza asur, even after shchita, because it looks like giza. Okay, so what are you saying? Lo b'zehiter akavya b'malal, but what? He asked it? That's ridiculous. If b'mate, he was shori. Shachato, me boy, where the hair on the body itself would be mutter. No, it means lo b'zehi tirakavya, meaning, and the chachomim disagree. That's not the case, because shachato, divrei hakol would be mutter. Ki pligi b'mate. Omer v'asi, omer shlokish, machloket b'shi tiro mumcha. Demar sova gazvina, dilma ati l'shuyeh. Omar Sava Logazvin, Avaloi Tirom Mumche, Divakoloser, Motiv Rav Sheshet Bali Mumin Osrin, Bekolshu, and Rabbi Yosef Omer, well, you can always check it out, Yivaker. Bavino, but what do you mean Yivaker? He learned Yivaker that it's a Bal Mum, and then take it out. So what the Tanakam holds, no, you can't find the Bal Mum. So Bechal Tanakam or Malab, Elmer of Nachman, Elmer of Abarvua, Hacha, we're not talking about animals. We're talking about the giza of a Bechor Bal Mum Askinan. And it was mixed not with animals in his Beach. It was mixed with other wool. The giza chulin. The Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Rabbanon hold if it was shechted, it's osir. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it was shechted, it's mutter. Sure, Rabbanon. And why does it say yevukar? It means, my yevukar, lav imum kavua. Imum over, but then obviously it hadn't previously been checked by Mumcha. You're saying it's only talking about a case where it's previously checked by a Mumcha. Omar Rava, lo. It means Yivukar, if, check out the case, Ihitiru Mumcha, then it's okay, Ilolo. You saw like Ravin Omar Lashmaita come in the Rabbi Yirmiya, and he started laughing, Bavloi, Tip Shoy, that's crazy. Mishum Deyatvi Barda Chashukha, Mishmaita de Bachashka. You mean to tell me they never heard that there's a machlokus about a case where you don't find what you're looking for? Lo shmil hodam Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yochanan machlokus b'shabadak v'lo matza. Ukamif kebe pluk to the Rebbe Meir v'rabonan. Tetzan. Shaya Rebbe Meir omer kol davar. Shaya b'cheskat tuma. It retains its tuma. Ad shiit vada tuma. Where is it? V'chachamim omrem, look. It ain't here. That's all that I know. Chof ratshemagia l'sela o l'karka bitula. Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, it could be the machlokus is where it was found. But it was found in animal number 573. V'kamifu gebepluta the Rebbe Yivrib Shemegamliel. Tetanya sada shavad b'kever. Nichnas b'tocha tamei. But the moment nimtza b'tocha kever, then the rest of the field is tahor. Shani omer, hu kever shavad, hu kever shenimtza. Divrei Rebbe. But Rabbi Shemegamliel says, no, you got to keep checking. What about the rest of the 1,000 animals? So here too, tibadek kol ha-sadakula. And why is Rabasi my time lomak rabhiyabarava? Well, there's a big difference. By the tumah, I can account for the fact that it disappeared. Ema ba'orevu nitala, ba'achbaru nitala. But over here, what's your explanation of where the ba'amum disappeared to? La'echa azal. V'idach, maybe it was a mistaken diagnosis. Maybe it was a bal mum over, and then now it's better. V'yitzi, Reb Chiya bar Abba, my time lomak Reb Asi, then no malacha. Because as sade, the derech is that to bury in it. So ki eich de cover b'ha'i cover in a shachrine. But by kachim what? Because you find one bal mum, so you're expected to find other bal mum. But that's crazy. If you found a mum, then that's it. If the rest of them, why would we think for a moment they got a mum? So kiven the batkelon v'kaima the chayla maple bo muma after their katamim v'idach, why not? Agav the menakheata the shiach bo muma meitve hatolish tzemer mi b'chor tam alpha pishanol bo muma afterwards the shachato remains also. But here you see the only problem is that it was a tam. If it was a bal mum, it would be mutter in a case of shechato or alim rabbi yosi or alim da kafe b'mamala. No, and this is alpha pishloi tiro mumcha because it was a tam. No. The word tam means shloi tiro mumcha. That's the point. The Tanakh alechet loi tiro mumcha calls it a tam.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
So, Rabbi, welcome to your chesed of Tammuz. Here we are on Daf Chof Hei. Rabbi Josh has recovered from last night's exertions in the mountain climbing at Pesos. Okay, yesterday, let's just sum up. The Yossi Ben Meshulam said in the Mishnah that it's mutter, apparently, to, at the very least, we weren't sure, but at the very least, to pull apart the hair on the neck of the bechor in order to be able to share, and that there would be no problem. We weren't sure whether there'd be no problem because it was considered to be a dover shena miskaven as a non-psik resha for being teilesh, and therefore, if that's the case, it would be mutter also on yantiv. We thought it would be mutter on yantiv, and Rabbi Paskin like Reb Yossi, or it was mutter because the isser by bechor is an isser of dizah, and to be teilesh the yadayim is not considered to be dizah. Ashenken, when it would come to yantiv, then lechor would be us. Now the Gemara tried to say yesterday that Rav indeed is passing like an even beyonce because the version of his gathering is mutter. But then we proved that Rav Dr. Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, whose version of his gathering is also. So how can possibly have Paskin that the reason that it is mutter on yantar if it was also Dovashen and Miskavim? The Gemara says that the reason that it's mutter on yantar is because it's Kila Afer Yad, and in the same way that we saw that we didn't answer for Bechor Kila Afer Yad, we didn't answer here either for Rabbana for the Shkita Yantar. Now, today we want to continue and see what the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Ben HaMeshulam himself is. This is the way Rav is led. Okay. What is Rabbi Yossi Ben HaMeshulam? Say the Gemara like this. Now, before we get to it, I'm sorry, we only got up to one-third of the way down. The Tele Shalav Ainu Gozeis, you're telling me that pulling something by the fingers is not considered to be an act of Giza? But Tanya Tole Shalav, somebody who pulls a feather out of a bird, and then he cuts it after he pulls it out in order to create, let's say, a pen. He wants to use it. And then more so, he then smooths it out from the actual feather on the edges, on the side, cuts them down. He would be high of three separate chatos. High of several chatos. Why? I'm very shlokish. He would be chayav because of gezeis over here, even though he did the act of gezeis with tlisha. So apparently you see that tlisha biyadayim is an issue of giza. And you said yesterday that tzeleish is lachan in gezeis. He would be chayav, but for peitein, because of a tzelda of mechatek, it's no difference than mechatek as a or. Here he cuts the feather down the sides. In memaret, he would be chayav mishum memaret. Same way when you smooth down the or, so you're smoothing down the feather. But in any event, we certainly see that there is an iser, actually, of giza for tlisha b'yadayim. That's different. And shiny kanat, I don't work it. Why are you comparing it? A feather, the way you take out feathers is you pull them out. That's normal. But you're certainly not going to tell me that the norm is to pull out wool, and that's considered to be giza. Now, getting to Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. Since Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, so the Rav suffered Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, undoubtedly Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam suffered like a Rav. Now this seems like a rather strange assertion, But Tosfos explains that the assertion makes a great deal of sense over here. Because if Rav wasn't aware that Rav Yossi ben Meshulam agrees with him about a Dovish and a Miskavri being Osir, how could he have said the halacha is like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam? Maybe Rav Yossi ben Meshulam said his halacha because it was a Dovish and a Miskavri. But Rav holds the Dovish and a Miskavri is Osir, would hold that Rav Yossi ben Meshulam's case is Osir. Ella what? Rav holds that there's another reason because it's Kilakri Yad, or because Tevis is live on a Gezer. Then don't ask him like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. Say that it's Mutter because it's Kilakri Yad. But if you ask him like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam, everyone will think that the reason that you're asking like him is because the Dovish and Miskavit is Mutter. And they'll use that as a basis for a psak in other locations to be same as on Dovish and Miskavit. Rav himself holds Dovish and Miskavit is also. So obviously, says Tosfos, Rav must have been aware of that, he heard from the Talmidim, Rav Yossi ben Meshulam, that his reasoning indeed was not because of Dovish and Miskav. In other words, that Rav Yossi ben Meshulam agrees with him, with Rav, that a Dovish and Miskav is Osir. And over here it's because of these other Cheshbonos, that Tosfos is not Gezis, and so on. So therefore, says Tosfos, we have a right to assume that Rav Yossi ben Meshulam holds like Rav by a Dovish and Miskav. Asks the Gemara, is that true? The suffer of Yossi ben Meshulam, Dovish and Miskav in Osir? Does Rav Yossi ben Meshulam hold like Rav Yossi? Vatanya, Shtei Sa'arot, Ikaran Ma'adim, V'roshan Mashir, in a Parah Aduma that has two Sa'arot, where the Iker, they are red. So in other words, if you look where they're coming out of the body, they're red. But as they grew up, the top darkened. So now it looks like you have Sa'ar Shakor, which ruins the Tmimut of the Parah Aduma. You cut them. So if Yossi ben Meshulam goes into this Parah, they look kosher. Cut it off. And you don't have to be kosher because you're not being miskaven over here. It's not rational. You're not being miskaven over here for Giza at all. All that you're doing is you're being mistaken a Parah. You're trying to make the Parah now look completely red, as it actually is. You'll see the sarot on the bottom. And that's Choser Reporah Rashi. So there's a very big problem over here, because to call this a Dovish and Miskavim sounds a little bit absurd on the surface. I mean, it's the effect of a Lakshay Sikhla Gufa. What does it have to do with any Miskavim? He's certainly Miskavim. He cut the hair. How can you say it's an enemy scab? I mean, Enoch of Secret Shekhov, he says. He's cutting the hair because he wants to cut the hair. They tell me, why does he want to cut the hair? It's for different reasons. And therefore, Tosfos has a different approach. What is this shayach for the din of enemy scab? However, Rashi and other Rishonim that say the same thing, apparently the Nekudah is like this. There's such a thing as an act of Giza. You find this regarded in the Hilchot Shabbos also often. In terms of the Surah Samalotha, let's say when something has been done in one context, it's defined in one way. In another context, it's defined in another way. For instance, let's say we have Lagabi Burra, right? So if I'm about to eat something, and I take that which I'm eating, even though if I had been taking it out before, and I would be putting it down and leaving it there, it would be Asal's Burra, as part of Akila, it's considered to be an act of Akila, not an act of Burra. So the Mela, the din of Giza, if we understand that to be the case. So there's something missing in the very act of Giza. I go tiny, but meanwhile, it's achieving the same thing as Giza. Yeah, but that's like a Dovish and a Miskav. In any event, you see that he says the Feirish, in a Feirish. You don't have to worry about it at all.
Isn't
that a Giza in the Torah? Ah, Shiny Parah, the Lab Bat, as our president has suggested. See, that's what happens. This Daf Yomi is getting at the big Tzoros. Because since we've been through Shas already a few times, so now everybody already knows the answers to everything without even remembering them. Because they're beginning to think the way that Chazal think. It's for them, it's a Shul. So now, we get up to Gemara, everybody already knows the answer. It's getting to be very much anticlimactic. I don't know what we should do. Maybe we should move to Rushalmi again. As a matter of fact, we'll see today there's a good reason to move to Yerushalmi. We'll see later on today or tomorrow. So, what do we do? But this is the Torah. It's not not shy of the Giza. You know what I mean? A Giza means wool. Quora doesn't have any wool. Therefore, it's not an element of Giza.
I remember vaguely that there are punishment being done by human beings. There are certain cases like when you pull a scab off your hand, there might be these it goes as a tzemer by human beings. So
yes.
So human being is by Giza, I mean.
Yes. You take a look in the Bira Loka, in Shimen. About the Sugya of Yabelet. It's exactly what he discussed. It's basically our Sugya. Is this a din of Peter? Is it like a government you do like? We spoke about yesterday. Is it a din of Peter or is it a din of Gezes? This, you take a look over there, you'll see. The Imam discusses what you just raised. Fine.
Shimen.
Well, Tanya, how can you say that a bor is lav bas giza if the bright that has the favorite that it is a bas giza? Lo ta'avod before shorecha, the lo ta'avod before sonecha. So we saw this earlier back in Kulin, that the Gemara says, Ein yela shor ba'avodah. The Torah seems to be saying, okay, lo ta'avod with a shor. But suppose I want to hook up my goat to a cart, there's no issue. And it says, lo ta'avod, after it's so nerfa. So suppose I want to be gezes my part, my shor, I could. So be lionly painet al murshal zebe zebet al murshal zebe zebet. How do I know that it's osir to hook up my goats in my kid's wagon? And how do I know that it's osir to cut the hair from my ora? Famaloma lo ta'avod v'lo ta'goz. The vav is b'chaber the two. I thought you just said that a shor is not really shy. Hora, shor, is not really shy at the Giza. Here it is the fair. The fair answer is Giza of a shor, which can't say thing is poor.
We say that Giza is not cutting down the skin. I mean, Giza
no.
Would be the first
place. Yeah. No. It's also called Giza. Hela, shine poran. The koche bereka bayeti. The reason that he was matred with poor is because poor is not really Kedushas Agud. So all of the dinim of Inser Giza don't really apply. They don't? The Omer of Allah, the Kachi Berek Abayi, or Asurim the Giza of Abayda, that's only Midrabbonis. Okay? It's Rabbonis, but all of a sudden it's only Midrabbonis, it doesn't matter. If it's an Inser Rabbonis, and Riyazi Ben Amishulam is saying in this case, it's Mutter, so how do we explain him holding a Dov Shein Miskavin to us what the Gabi is Rabbonim? He knows the Dov Shein Miskavin is Mutter, but by the right, so the Dov Shein Miskavin is Osir. Whoever is such a thing. Ella. Take out the Ella, because the Ella doesn't make sense. We're not giving up on Rabshan. We're saying that even though there is an Isser, the Rabbonim on Kvatshe Berek Abayi, Shaini Pora Velo Shchicha. The Pora is not Shchia. Therefore, time is Rashi. We have a general rule that milsa the Lord Shikha lo goes to be Rabbanan. Something that is not common, there's no serious Rabbanan on. The Mesa, this is the Akron in this last sentence, discussed it. What's the child to say? We're not going wrong. We didn't make a special Gzeirah for Pora. We made a Gzeirah that Kutcher Derek Abayit, or else it happens to be a Pora as another example. If we needed to make a special Gzeirah on a Pora, you're right. We don't make a Gzeirah for something that is far-fetched. But the Gidero is omedit the Kayemet. Why wouldn't it apply to a Pora also? Where do we see that we don't apply a Gidero of a Dover that is not so common, Milzer the Lord Shticha? That's his assumption, by the way, that's not so fresh from other places in Shas. But in any event, he's telling us that the meaning of Pora, the Lord Shticha, is because they Bedapka undid the Gidero for Pora, because if you have a Gidero for Pora, we wouldn't find a Pora Aduma. It's so difficult to find a Pora Aduma that it's used in the Lush and Lush Shicha. Not because it's there the Rabbanan and the Dabbat Lush Shicha, but because since Pora is difficult to find the Rabbanan, the Dabbat, the word pays around Pora.
Don't make it harder.
Huh?
Don't make it harder to find.
That's how he means. Ask the Gemara, wait, you have a simple solution. You can be paid to the Pora Aduma, then you can do whatever you want with the Pora Aduma. Then he can buy the Pora Aduma back, and then everything's okay. I mean, what do you have to go and say now that there's a whole shayla of doing something to Isser, but then because we're going to be master, because of the milsul shchicha. Now, what's the problem? Just be velifrike, with the leichalet, with the nalah. Better lashon is the sheet that suggests the is velifrike going to be paid it and leichalet kulin. Let it go out and out of kulin, and then go ahead and be gozeis, and then go ahead out of it. I understand what the problem is. Where do we get into an issue over here? Yeah, but, I mean, it's very expensive. It means you're going to have to get enough cash together to do a pidyon. We're going to get $100,000 in cash lying around to be paid before $100,000, and then to rebuy it. It's not such a partial thing. Remember, the Rabbanan held that it's better not to be gezer on the case of Torah, rather than to say, well, we always have an eitzah. And look, you should know that in here lies either a raya or the solution to the Sfatensis problem, if you think about it. Because what's the Gemara's kash? If the chat that we just said was that it's a milsim lo shchicha lo gozer berabbanan, there is no gezeira. So what do you say? Well, we always have another eitzah. What do you mean? Well, I don't need another eitzah. There's no gezeira. What are you telling me? There's always another eitzah. Oh, kasha seems ridiculous. What are you answering me? The claw. Which seems to be saying that it must be that they went out of their way to be makir the gezeira, the way he's learning. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, why go out of your way to be makir the gezeira? There's always an eitzah. The Gemara answers, it's not a good eitzah because where are you going to get enough cash together? But the way Rashi is learning, that if there's no gzeira there, why is the Gemara saying, let's make a gzeira? There's no reason to make a gzeira in the Mitzvah of Shrika. Well, so what's Rashi thinking? Now, clearly the shot is that even according to Rashi, obviously the Gemara is taking into consideration the fact that there's an overall gzeira on Kedusha's Dhamma, correct? But on Kedusha's Dhamma. But the point is that we know that there are different anhogas of Kedusha's Dhamma. There's Kedusha's Dhamma in which all we're going to do is translate this into cash. Somebody gave a giraffe to the Kashi Benekabai, so sell it to a zoo. So there clearly we have a type of Kedusha's Dhamma. Even though for Azuma is theoretically Kedusha's Dhamma, it's a very strange Kedusha's Dhamma. We do not play it with it. It's unique. The uniqueness, therefore, of Farah, there's two ways we can deal with this. We can put it into a category itself, which is, in fact, sui generic, and say, this is something that we don't have in Iran. It's its own type of thing, and whatever. Or we could say, well, but what type of Kedush is it? It's Kedush's Dhamim, Terekabayit. Let's give it such and such halach. Therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, why not leave things simple? Leave things simple. Don't create a category of Kedusha's Dhamim called Farah. Leave Kedusha's Dhamim as a general thing. Ah, you have a problem if you do that because then you end up with a gezeira that doesn't allow you to fix a Farah. No, so you'll be paid in the Farah. What's the big deal? So even Rashi is made up that we take the consideration l'chatkila, the mode of defining the Yisr of Gizav HaVeir on Kedusha's Dhamim. We define what type of Kedusha's Dhamim we mean. That's clear, even according to Rashi. Otherwise, the Gemara is absurd. What are we asking here? So, strike the Gemara, but you don't really need $100,000. I mean, but the Evid, if you go ahead and you're paid a kachim, even on a penny, I mean, the pigeon is chal. So, I mean, all you're trying to do over here is take off the Kedusha momentarily, cut the hairs, and then put the Kedusha back on. So, why don't we just go ahead and use a penny? So, be semich on Shmuel, lada b'kedush Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel, hey, to shove in money. I said, it's worth $1,000. Shechilla shava pruta, shmechol. So do that, take a shava pruta. No, come on, I mean, Emma, the Omer Shmuel, shechilla laya. Shmuel's talking about b'riyavad. You went ahead and you did something not right. The Mechal of Kutchen on a Shavar Bruta. Mechat Chila Miyamar. Why would we do this to be zayin for hekesh to do it, even if you tell me, well, it's on the litzer, it doesn't matter. Where do we find that it's mutter to act in that way? And that's better than not making a gezeirah on a milsad l'shicha? No, come on. Or, you know what? Maybe we're mistaken all along. Maybe when Rav passed the night of Yosef ben Mishon, he meant to say, v'lach mi timing. I passed the night of Yosef ben Mishon, but it's not that I agree with everything that Rav Yosef ben Mishon says, that with the Negea, also other cases of a Dovah Shem is gathering. And maybe indeed, Rav saw the night of Yosef ben Mishon in this element, that it's Mutzer, but Rav Yosef ben Mishon doesn't hold like Rav, because Rav Yosef ben Mishon holds that indeed it's a Dovah Shem is gathering. Rav on the Dovah Shem is gathering would be awesome. And our initial assumption, maybe we took it a little bit too far. Continues the Mishnah, the Teleshes Hasar, Ubevachaloyah Zidanam in the Koma. So you can move away the wool, but only on condition that you leave it there. If you make a pile of it, it looks like you're doing yeast. What? Om Ravashi, Om Rashalok, is Lashon Alabiyat. That's only if you do this with your hand. You certainly can't use a kli. But the kli asur. What do you mean the kli asur? The Mishnah says beferish. You make a mokum bekupit. Now how can you use a cleaver beyad? What was that supposed to mean? Mashma, that you actually use the blade of the cleaver to spread, to cut the hair. There'll be a little area that you're able to cut properly for your shkita. So there is a mokum bekupit bikanu mikan. Perhaps correct that. We mentioned yesterday. Sneak, lickofis. You make room for the cleaver, but not with the cleaver. V'chein, tolesh et asah lirot mum. But when you say tolesh, what's the chat tolesh? Is it ibar l'chathila? No, is it saying like this? That you are allowed l'chathila to go and be tolesh l'tzer shita. And there's no problem. So, by a mum, you would be allowed to do exactly that. Not that you should turn it aside and then maybe it'll pull off. You're allowed to pull it off. Is that what it's saying? Or it's saying the avad, meaning it's not that I'm allowing you to pull it out. I'm saying you have to be careful not to pull it out. If it pulls out, so just make sure that you leave it there, that it shouldn't look like yeast. Tashma, I can bring you a riot to that. I'm revere me a tashma. Says in a braisa that if you have semer, which is now covering over the ear of the bechor, and you need to check for a mum on that ear, you pull it off and you show the mum, because over there it's very difficult where you're going to, you can't pull it aside. The ear is bent around the edges. You pull it aside, you still won't be able to see the mum. So therefore, you pull it off and bring it to the Tony. So you see, Shmami Alechatzila, Shmami Na. Says Rav Mori, you know, if you read the Mishnah carefully, you come to the conclusion yourself. You don't need to have a riot for the
front.
You see that? You never had a case where you have something on your body that's covered with hair that you would need to check with the doctor? What kind of question is that? You can see it through the hair, but...
So what you're saying is, when it's a
suffix,
you're allowed to do this too?
It's always a suffix. Mara moon is a suffix. What do you mean? I need to see whether it's a moon or not. I mean, what are you asking?
I'm asking, and what if it's not a moon, are you allowed to pull that hair up?
Not a moon?
The
state
is checking, you're allowed to pull it off.
What else
are we
checking?
We're saying. I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to
explain what the options are.
If
it's missing a leg, you're saying, do we need to pull the hair off to see that the leg is missing?
In a case where, like on the appeal, where you're not sure there's a moon, are you allowed
no,
to
no, don't repeat the are you, because I know that case. I'm saying, what? How? Tell me. Do you understand the question?
Retroactive. Now that I've taken off the hair and turned it out,
there's
a way
to produce. Is that the question?
Basically, yes.
Okay, and again, I asked the honored gentleman on the right, What is the options, understanding that that's true? What would it mean in the Mishnah when it says you can do this in order to check a moon? It says Miroi's is Muma. Why do I need to be right? That's why I'm asking you, what option is there? You need to say, is it this or is it this? But what you say is it this or is it the same thing? I mean, I don't understand it. What should I give me an option? I'm asking, what is the option? And you're not answering. You keep repeating the same thought. Tell me the other side.
I didn't understand how to explain the other side. I knew what I was trying to say.
But you're not saying it even now. I mean, you didn't. You don't.
The question is, if there is a suffix.
You're repeating the same suffix. Or? Or does the Mishnah mean? Or does the Mishnah mean if it's missing a leg and there's no suffix,
right.
Should I cut away this in order to make sure that the leg is missing?
Yes. It seems to be what it says.
And you honestly consider that that's a possibility?
In the case of
all right, but I think now that we've reduced it out of certain,
I now feel definitely
that the answer is that you can. Very good. So it says, Rav Mori, look carefully at the Mishnah, and you don't need a price. What does the Mishnah say? Afana nanikina. The same hatrele shesasar virais makumum. Now, what's the same? Explain that word, the same. That what? The same is referring to the last part. Lo yedizeno mimikomo. In other words, you're saying, maybe it means only for the Abad. You're not really allowed to check the moon. But if you did, and the tzar pulled out, then leave it there. Is that what you're saying? Sasha, I'm asking you, I need a Mishnah to say this. If in the Reish of Mishnah, we are going to do Shrita, everybody sees that you're obviously not doing Giza, you're doing Shrita. You're cutting through the neck of this animal. You got to be insane to think that he's sitting here cutting this with his crowbar in his hand because he's interested in doing Giza. And then he suddenly decides to slit his throat. I mean, so over there, if by Shvita, nonetheless, we're saying, be careful not to be Mezizeno Mimikoma, even though anybody who walks along would have to be awfully silly to cut the conclusion that the man was doing Giza. So then, Leroy says, Mumai, me boy, obviously to be Raya Mum, where there's a much bigger kashash of Giza, because he's not shafting it right now. So for sure you're not allowed to be Meziza Mimikoma. I need a Mishnah to tell me, oh, and even in the case of Riyad Mum, it's got to be going back on the first part of the statement. That you are, just like by the Shvita, Ashekra Sabakor, it means the Teresh Asasar. So that the Teresh Asasar means you can go ahead and do that. So Shema Amina L'Chatzila, is this thing? L'Chatzila, you can do this, Shema Amina. What you can do is already in my focus, Mishnah. Do we mean L'Chatzila, you can pull it out? Really, L'Chatzila, you can get into a situation in which maybe it will be pulled out. Shema Amina. Sa'ar, Bechor Balmum, Shemashah. Yeah, that ain't Bechor, that was a Balmum walking along. And it often happens that a little bit of wool gets caught on a post or a fence and so on. And so you collect this wool. You've got basically a pile of wool that's been pulled out through no fault of your own. Immediately from the chalon, you put this wool basically in a chalon doesn't mean a window, the chalon means a shelf, you know, put it in a little place for storage. The architect shut it. And then you went ahead and you shafted this bechor. So now, it's basically looking at it in retrospect. I mean, there was no Giza that was done. There's no Peshash anymore. I'm gonna be Giza, so I'm gonna leave the bechor around in order to. I went and shafted it. So now, can I take and use that sentence? Kavi ben Malala Matir. Kavi Malala says, look, that's okay. The Chachomi Mosri. The Chachomi says, no, because look, if you're going to allow him to do that, he may well put off the street. Yeah, but, you know, well, we'll keep collecting the the simmer every day, you know, we put a little simmer collectors on the edge with a little vacuum. Every time the before walks in, it passes by the simmer puller, and the vacuum collects it, and you end up with a nice giza in the end, even though you didn't do anything. No, Boto goes is talking about answers to Balmo. Suliyam Mukdashim is also the giza of Aveda. No, well, you didn't think that because you read it in the Mishnah, but there's not like that, just recently. Right? Kodam Hekdesham Lamuma. What does the Mishnah say? If Kodam Hekdesham Lamuma, then even after your Peda, they mistaken you on a Ben Lahasha for Jaina. There's no Heter for Jesus of Abraham. A Bechor is for sure that way. This is not, you're not shy to be opinion before. So, the Chachamim say you have to worry about this guy. Hishlema, if he hadn't, it wouldn't be an idea, the chance that he might leave it around, we would have said it's mutter. But since you never know, we're afraid that he's going to end up in Golite Kakola, because if he keeps, remember we've had a number of times, the issue that we want to make sure that a person isn't Machin Yagadam Yamador Madorim, we had earlier. We want to make sure you have no reason to keep a Bafar around, or Psulim Mugdashim around, other than to eat it. Because in the end, somebody is going to make a mistake. And they'll hook it up to a wagon, and it'll end up being dangerous. And therefore, we'll be asked to take that call up. So we ask it. The Chachamim was Ziva Rabbi Yehuda. Abala Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, that wasn't the case. Lo bezeh hitir Akavya ben Mahalalel. Akavya ben Mahalalel didn't come to be matir the case of a Bechor Ba'amum that you shechted. Ela b'seyah Bechor Ba'amum shenashar v'nicho b'chalot v'achakach meis. It was a case where the Bechor dropped dead on its own. That's where Akavya ben Mahalalel was matir. And the Chachomim atzer. Now this makes absolutely no sense. Was going to ask. I don't understand. in the case where you shechted it, you're telling me that Akavya ben Mahalalel was matir in the ratio. Now, you know, we're only matir in a case where it died on its own. That the case where it died on its own, there's more reason over there to not to be matir. I don't understand. If the animal died, then the halakha is, you can take the tzemer off afterwards. So, what are we referring to? The more we'll explain this. Tzemer hamedudal bebechor. If you have tzemer that had been pulled off and that is now attached to the bechor, et shinir er im hagiza is mutar. So in this case, it was tzemer misubach. It's called medudla. After you shecht it. And now, after you shecht it, you're allowed to peel off the giza. So that tzemer, if it's nearer, like part of what you took off now, it's mutter. But she ain't no nearer on my giza. Anybody looking at it could see, oh, this stuff was on top of everything else. It was cut off from before. So if it's not nearer my giza, then it would be usher. Now, obviously, this is going to point to Rabbanan, who hold that tzemer that comes off before remains also. Therefore, even if it ended up being on the animal, forget about it, it's on the chalom. If it was on the animal itself, and it's clear that it was not part of what you shaved off the skin after shechita, which is not called giza, of course, it still remains also, because people could see it the way they would see the tzemer in the niche. And that was also, according to Rabbanan. And this is also according to Rabbi. Which part?
It's not Giza.
Sure.
Wool that you would have taken from the chalom that had been collected and put on top, sort of piled there, does not count because you can see that was put there specifically.
No. The Bechor walked by a gate, pulled off a little of its hair, but the hair remained attached because it was all medulla.
But
So you might think that the Rabbanan in that case for sure would be matir, even though they answer what's in the halom, they wouldn't bring answer that which is on the body. Comes on the Mishnah to say, even on the body, if it looks like it's separate, then they would answer it even there. Says the Gemara, now, I don't understand. What are you trying to tell me? That if it was mace, then that's where Akavi ben Malala was matir. But in the case of the Shechita, there he answers? It's backwards. The Chlada Asa? I mean, Ash the Meshari. If you're ready to tell me that even if it died, that the Tzemer, that over there, I don't have a right to cut the Tzemer after it dies. I have to bury a Bechor. If the Bechor was not shed, then I never get a Heter in any of it. The whole thing is Asher Ba'anah. And even over there, you're telling me, Apopite, whatever was left in the Chalon and wasn't attached to the Bechor at the time of death, is Mutter. So if I'm going out now and checking it, I mean, if I checked it, I'm allowed to use the Tzemer that's on the skin. So over there, he's going to Aser it? Does that make sense? So then the Shakta mi boy, of course, if you were sure that it should be mutter if it was munaf the chalon, according to Akadrit and Malala. So what is Rabbi Yosi saying? No. The case of Shechting is not where Akadrit and Malala was matir. He was matir in the case of death. And that makes absolutely no sense. Not to mention the fact that in the case of Shechting, where I went ahead and I checked it, I mean, obviously there's less of a kashash that I'm going to leave it around, looking now retroactively. We see the guy went ahead and checked it. He went ahead and checked it. But we have to be gazer now that no, he's going to leave it around and he won't check it. If it dropped dead over there, he can say, gee, you know what? Maybe he never would have checked it and he left it around until it died on its own. So how can we be moderate next time he has a Bechor? Do the same thing. There's much more ground to answer. You're telling me, well, no, that's the only case where we're moderate. But the case we're sharing, we weren't hot. I mean, it's completely Moshe Kafir over here. So what exactly is Rabbi Yossi saying? Omer, Ella, says the Gemara, of course, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying like this, Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong about the Machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, and the Kavi ben Malala. There was no Machlokas in the case of Shechita. Lo mezeh hitir Rabbi Akiva ben Malala, and the Chachamim argue, because in that case even the Chachamim were right as mutter. Where is the machlokes? By the case of Misa. The case of Misa, only Akiva ben Malala is matir, and the Chachamim answer. That's what he's saying. Of course, Akiva ben Malala is matir for Shechita Koshkin. He's matir even for Misa and for Shechita, and exactly what the Rabbonin would have been made to. So what it should say is Lo b'zeh hitir Akavya v'chachomim osrim. This is not the case where the Chachomim were matir. Ela b'shakta divrei akol shari. Even the Chachomim were made that in the case of Shechita it's mutter. The machlokas was dafka the mace. Over there, it was only Akav ben Malala that was matir, the Chachamim were fleeing. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Reish Lakish, you should know that the Machlokas is only b'shiyitiro mumche. The ma'asav gazmina dima asav shuuye, or ma'asav lo gazmina, aval lo yitiro mumche, ibri akol asav. The only time that we say that such a bechor, that we're calling it a bechor balmum, remember, a Bechor Balmum is defined by a mumcha saying it's a Bechor Balmum. Not an ex post facto determination that now it's a Balmum. So you're going to say, well, I kept it for a year. I think it had a mum. And in fact, I checked that mum a year later and a mumcha said it's a mum. That's not the case of Bechor Balmum that was Meshir Tsar. The case of Bechor Balmum is, I went already to the Mumcha, and I asked him, is this a Mum or not? And he was matir, yes, he said, this is a Mum, you can go ahead, and you can check the Bechor.
And see the animal?
Yes, to see the, Oh, absolutely. So over there, the Rabbanan hold, look, Rechashish, that if you're going to be Matir, the Tsar that was Meisher, so then maybe you're going to leave it around in order to keep collecting it with your little vacuum collector. And the male, you'll be Nichshal in it. But if a case where there was Moi Tiro Mumcha, even a copy would be made up. Because on a Tam, for all intents and purposes, if I don't have a Heter of a Mumcha, I have a Bechor Tam. There's nobody that holds that the Tsar of a Bechor Tam that was no sure is Mutter. And I mean, over there, we're really going to have a problem. Because if we're going to end up being Matir, Tsar that is Noisher from a Bechor Tam, then people are going to end up, you know what? What should I do? I should take the tirchel right now to bring it up to the Beit HaMikdash. Next time I go, I'll bring it up. You never know. I might end up getting a mumah on it in between. Then I'll be able to eat it. Meanwhile, I got a double reason for not taking it up to Beit HaMikdash. I've got my vacuum collector, and I've got a bechor that I may end up being able to eat. What do I got to give half of it away to the Mizbeach for? So Mamela, but there for sure we're not going to be matzah using the tzemer, even ex post facto.
What does it have to do with that heritage?
Bury?
It has to be buried.
Yeah.
You use it off the bushes?
Yeah.
And somebody else would come and collect that there?
It's fine. As long as it's not the doctor coming to collect. I don't have to worry about it. It's not my business. It's not that it's a chesed of Israel. So therefore, the whole mitzvah is talking about not a balmum that you think is a balmum. It's a balmum that is certified a balmum. Most of Reb Sheshes, against which Reb Sheshes brings a riot. Ba'alei mumin osrim v'kol shehu. Reb Yossi omer yivatzer. Now here we have a very strange brisa. A balmum asers v'kol shehu, meaning what? That if a balmum gets mixed up with other animals, then all of these animals are usher to bring to the Mizbeach. Whereas Reb Yossi says, what's the problem? Check them and see if they have them up. Well, obviously. Anyone you want to use, check. The Avina Batzer we had. What is this? This is crazy. Mayavakar? What do you mean? Check them. I mean, Elim is the Balmumu. The Lishkele. What, that? Check it to see if it's a Balmumu and then take it out and then use the others. So what are you telling me? That the Tanakhama says no? You gotta be crazy. I lose a Balmum. So you're saying, okay, go find it. Say the Tanakhama, no, can't find it anymore. Sorry, it's too late. Well, how could anybody think such a thing? That's insane. Must be that the pshat is, El Omer Nachman Omer Abagua, Haka B'gizat Sechor Balmum Askinan. We're not talking about a Balmum that you can check. We're talking about the Giza of a Bechor Balmum got mixed up with Gizei Chulin, and the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Nishkatu Asrei Rabbona, and Rabbi Yossi, this is Mamisha Machlokis over here, where Rabbi Yossi says Yibukar, this is Rabbi Yossi Lashitasa, because Rabbi Yossi says that no, in that case, Nishkatu, show the Rabbana. Therefore, the solution is Yibukar. Let the animal be checked. Now, what does that mean? Yibukar ex post facto. Right? Find out now whether the mum that was there is indeed a mum, and then you'll be able to use the Giza. Oh, that means that initially I didn't know that it was a mum. I hadn't had it checked by a mumcha. So lav imum kavua imum over you. So you see, afagav shloitiru mum. You see clearly that Rabbi Yossi was saying that the sa'ar is mutter, even though nobody had checked it. Aha! Omar Rava says, Rava, no, yibukar does not mean check the animal. Yibukar means check it, meaning find out if a mumcha had been matured or not. Check it out, not examine the animal. Now, Rovin said over this whole discussion to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who burst out laughing. He said, oh my God, these Bavloi keep showing, these idiots who live in L.A. The Yasveh, the Arad, the Chashuvah, the valley, it's called the Valley of Bethlehem. They live in a land of darkness. So Amri Shmaitzer the Mechashim, they say Sforas that are coming out of the dark. I mean, this is crazy. They made a whole big to-do about something just to avoid the right shot. Lo Shmielahu, Had Yomer Chia Barahava, Omer Yomer, you're telling me that they never heard the simple explanation of this Mishnah. The simple explanation is, as Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying, of course it means an animal. What kind of nonsense? It means the hair of the animal. Balmum, it means the hair. Can you imagine calling a Balmum the hair? I mean, these guys are out of their mind. It's talking about an animal, a Balmum, that got mixed up with other animals. And obviously, the Rabbanan are not being chalik in, if you found it, the machlokas was if you didn't find it. Yishabodak v'lo matzah. You went through all 496 animals. There was not one animal that had a mum. So now you think to yourself, uh-oh, that means the Balmum is still there. I can't use. By the way, this happens all the time.
Balmum is still there?
It must be. I mean, I don't know. But what did it do? I mean, it didn't disappear into thin air. So, Barak v'lo matzah. What's the machlokas? Famous machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. It's not Shai Rabbi Naomir. Koldavach, Shayaba Keskat Tum'ah. If you had something which you know was Bekeskat Tum'ah, let's say that you had a field, and you know that there was a kever in this field, you can't find the kever. So the assumption has to be, you went ahead, you brought a bulldozer, you opened the whole field, there's no kever. Says Rabbi Meir, so therefore what are you going to say? That the kever's not here because you checked with the bulldozer, but you know it was here. A kever doesn't evaporate into thin air. So therefore, you didn't find it, my friend. And all that we can conclude is that if there was a chetzat tuma, liolam obetubato, it retained its din of tuma, achi itvadalacha tumai kanalka. You have to be able to explain to me what happened to the tuma. You can't say, well, I don't know, magically it's gone. Magically it's gone. You're going to have to do a better job. The Chachamim, I remember the Chachamim said, what do you mean a better job? You take a bulldozer. You dig up the field. Achim Adiel is still on. So you get down to bedrock. Or Lakarka Psula, the areas where you see have never ever been dug. And if you didn't find it, you didn't find it. Now, what I understand, it's not in another dimension. I mean, either it is here, it's not here. It's not here. So that's exactly what we're saying over here. Look, you checked for the Balmum, you went over every behemoth, it's not here, okay? Whereas Rabbi Meir would have held, that, what do you mean it's not here? It was here, it's got to be somewhere. So that's exactly what the case is. What are you talking about, Semer? What's that to do with Semer? The animal is what we're talking about. Whereas Rabbi Asi quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying, no, you're right, that's talking about an animal. The machlokas is where you were afraid and you did find the Balmum. That's the question. So now you check all 493 animals. Oh, here's the Balmum. Sounds good. But there's a famous machlokas, Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Tanya. Sadesh Avad Bakever, Nichnas B'tocha Tameh. Nimsa betocha kever. Suppose now you find it. You bring a bulldozer, you find the kever. Nichlas betocha tahor. You remove the kever, and now everything is fine. Shani omer hu kever shalvad, hu kever shenimsa. Did they read it? That is understood. You lost the kever, you find the kever, everything's fine. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, no. Because now you gotta take a bulldozer over the entire field, and tear up the entire field. How do you know that this is that kever? Maybe it's another kever. So now you're taking along, you look at your 493 behemoths. By the time you got to number 172, you find the Balmum. So you now say, okay, I found it. No siree. You didn't find it. Maybe there's another Balmum here. Rabasi. So why doesn't Rabasi like Rav Chia Bar Abba's chat that's talking about where you didn't find the Balmum? Because he says to you, look, Mishlam got a tumor. I mean, tumor, you can say an animal came and took the tumor away. Yeah. maybe an Oled came and ate up the tumor, an Akbar came and ate up the tumor. And he said, what do you mean, the Baal Mum disappeared into thin air? I mean, the Baal Mum's got to be here. We're certainly not, we're not contradicting reality, are we? To say the Baal Mum flew away? So Baal Mum lahekhaz, where did the Baal Mum go to? And indeed, I mean, what's the story? The story of the mayor is 100% correct. I mean, how are you going to argue on him? Either? No, because the point is, maybe a mistake was made. And when you say it was a Baal Mum, you thought it was a Baal Mum. It was really a Mum either that looked like a Mum. And it was like that. So it was a Mum either. Mum fancy. Now it got well. No, but it can happen. If it's not here, we'll have to say that you made a mistake. Wasn't really a Mum. Rav Chiya bar Abba. They're all the first. That just doesn't matter. Rav Chiya bar Abba, by time of the Omer Kravasi, and what does he have against saying that the case is that we found it? Omer said, what do you mean? If we found it, why would I think not? I mean, for heaven's sakes, in the case of the Soda, the norm is that if this field would have been a Beit HaKvaros, if you found one kever there, I mean, then you have to start thinking, what do you mean, some guy buried somebody in the middle of the field? We know there was a kever here, probably because it was an ancient Beit HaKvaros. So you better check the whole field. How do you know that there's not another quorum over here? So Mishlei Masada, Darka Lanikverba. So it's the derech of you should be burying not one person. Get the cover of a high cover in Yishakarini. If one person buried here, then there's some of those other people buried.
What is the shape of the people?
Tuma. He wants to be able to walk through. Is it covered? Yeah. No, but over here we know that there's somebody spotted in the cabin. Ella Kutchin. Understand the Kutchin. Kivin de Botkuman. The Kaimi. We checked it. We found it. So what are you going to say? Since I found one, I should assume there were others. So, well, I understand. What does one have to do with the others? I mean, we started off with behemoths that were not Bali Moon. I now find a Baal Mum in the ones that are not Bali Mum. And I know a Baal Mum had fallen in, so I should think now that one of the not Bali Mum, but I don't understand what the connection is, Bichlal. Came in the Bachelor of the Kaimi, what, Dakayola Mapabu Muma? What are we saying? That they're sitting here in a field, minding their own business. Why would I assume that the derech is that they should get a moon, that I have to be chayish, that it's similar to the derech of being buried together with other people? The other man, the armor, says, yes, indeed. What do you mean they're sitting in a field minding their own business? Did you ever see animals minding their own business? Like humans mind their own business. They're constantly goring each other. Nobody minds their own business. Always have something to say about the next guy. So the same thing is true by animals. But they see another animal, they go give it a shtup. They give it a shtup, it can become a Baal Mum. So Agat the Menachi Azali, they're constantly goring each other. So Shriach Mumuma, the fact that you found a Mum is similar to finding a kever. Where there's one, there's others. Mesa. Okay, fine. So here we have no kasha. Rambam is not talking. By the way, there's a Mishunadika Shuva of the Rambam. Unbelievable Shuva of the Rambam. That is so no. Yeah. The Ritva brings this Shuva in which they asked him, what's the chat of this? Arab Hashukha. I mean, so then, why are we saying that on the side of the Bible? If we're making fun of it and we're saying that it's kosher, then it's rather strange that we look at Bavel as the mocher of Sat, and then we have all of it, the Gainim, I mean everything is in Bavel, and the Gemara here is making fun of it, nobody says anything about it, and the Bavli itself brings the fact that in Eretz Yisrael they thought they were crazy. So they themselves are ready to bring that, so why don't you come to the conclusion that you can't rely on the Piskei Bava? The Rambam says an amazing thing. He says that this was only said in that door. That's the door of Yosef and so on, that Rav Yirmiyah was referring to. Because the period was a time of Shmad. So the Mela, there, that we find a case with a person that were... Yeah, they had been grazing, remember, and they had the Arukai, and was that whole period in which they were greater against a lot of it. The Azi Chaber was a period in which the Chaberim with us, and the Machlokes Rashi says exactly they were. But afterwards, says the Rambam, the Torah was Tzomechet in Babel, more even than in Eretz Yisrael. On the contrary, the period of Shema is in Eretz Yisrael. And then, at that period, we would never have laughed if the piece came up to say that they were an hour of the Pashut. So the Melech said that you have to know when it's coming from. In any event, we have another riot. You all, that's a great escape. So maybe we should do this Mesveh tomorrow then. Okay. Right, we'll do it tomorrow. Well, yeah, but we're going to be holding in the middle of the sugya even after this day, so we might as well. All right, gentlemen. Start your engine.